I guess I want to move to this other poem. It's part of a new manuscript I've been working on for a number of years since Emplumada, called Bird Avenue, or Bird Ave. I'll be telling you more about that title later on. But I did take about 5 years off of poetry. And part of the reason was a trauma that happened in my family. My mother was murdered. She was murdered in a very traumatic way while I was away at a poetry reading in Minneapolis. And it's like one night or one day, you know, these sort of, you know, farm, corn-fed, you know, kids with straight teeth would be telling me, well, what is it like to live in the barrio? Aren't you afraid? You know. Well, and then coming home and finding out that next morning my mother had been murdered in the barrio in a one of those random acts of violence that you face every day coming from a lower economic class. I mean, that's the first thing you do when you get money, right? You know, you go and move to a safer neighborhood. But anyway, because this happened when I was off on a reading tour, and because of poems like that first one, for example, it affected me, and I stopped writing poetry for a number of years. And this is one of the first poems I wrote after that. And I promise the mood's going to change, so let me just warn you, I figured maybe I'll just get rid of my bleak stuff right away. This is one of the bleakest poems I think I've ever written. And also I kind of wanted to read it because it came out of a Greyhound bus trip. I'm getting ready to go back from Flagstaff up to Denver. But I wrote this on the Greyhound bus passing the Atascadero State Hospital, which is where he was at, Edward Long. This is another Edward Long poem. Atascadero State Hospital in California used to be called the Atascadero State Hospital for the Criminally Insane. And other than very, very poor people, such as Edward Long, also in there are your hardcore repeat sexual offenders. That's still what it's known as. Your hardcore sexual offenders in California get sent to Atascadero State Hospital. So this poem is sort of a combination of things. It's called From the Bus to E.L. Edward Long at Atascadero State Hospital. So it's to him. It's written to him. And at the same time, it was on the occasion of the death of a very close friend of mine from a heroin overdose. This was a guy, a vato loco from the barrio, who was a poet, a Chicano poet. It was just an incredible, intelligent poet, and had stayed off of heroin for 20 years. He was much older. Had stayed off of heroin for 20 years and then went back and died of an overdose. So all of these things are sort of working on my mind, and this is the poem. From the bus to E.L. at Atascadero State Hospital. Fall, peppercorns rouge into salmon roe. The finished hills, blonde in califas, get crew cuts as cattle butch the hip grass into flat tops. 5 o'clock shadows singe and vanquish without felling the scrub oaks and manzanita snarls. Dusted summer squash lays on the gone lawns. Ready pumpkins in the fields, bright as plastic and faceless, their time up, evident as flaring matches in the hole. There's a town coming on. It shows in the greyhound windows. The moon mounds instantly green, fence and civilize. They sat you here, where you stuck like a poison dart between the idler bar and the mud hole mini mart. Small wonder, vato, you envisioned your Jupiterscapes here in these Martian landings. what messages they blew to this world, the seeds of something generative. Someday, you said, they would blow us both away. There was a code to be read in the nothing of an empty page. There was a plan to the shambles of sage on the rocks, or the bumbling kooks on the blocked streets. The nothing of a stranger who refuses to give. The nothing of a television mouthing nothing to a nothing house full of nothing, like on the morning they locked you up for good. You were here, Ed, and there's nothing here. Moonscapes, desert wastes. As it is in this light, the eyes read but register nothing. Cables and telephone trees, white fences, the immovable air vanishing on the nude hips of comatose women. Is this what you saw? Nothing in the hedges, the chopped ends, the panicking roads where nothing is distanced between ourselves and an abundance of nowhere. The institutions of our lives embed themselves in the shallows like the clumped row houses of Camp Roberts, the wooden graves of the suicidal dead, or the wars where they laid you to rest, resisting. And you could have gone on to King City or the Temple of Angels. Instead, you were here, where the wounded blackbirds warble jazz to a crazed wind, where the dusk is as pure and uninimical as law, devious as treaties. A substance fills the night, the absence of light, with whatever we imagine. Think of it. Space trips, vato, loco of the stars. This is what you get in this life. The lockdown of nothing.